This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello and welcome. My name is Toni Morgan, and on behalf of the COPS office, I'd like to introduce you to Annette Centella, Project Manager for COPS and Kids at the Fred Rogers Company, and Lieutenant Richard Mullen from the Allegheny County, Pennsylvania Police Department. They are here to talk with us today about connecting cops and kids through the one-on-one project. Richard, what is one-on-one connecting cops and kids?
Tony, connecting cops and kids one-on-one is a four-part video-based training series that's designed to examine the way that law enforcement officers can increase their effectiveness in dealing with children that they encounter in their daily duties. It deals a lot with children and teenagers. It's designed to raise consciousness of how intricate children are to police work. The training is designed to provoke discussion and raise officers' awareness of police as they go about their daily duties. It has a tremendous, it's designed to as well to allow officers to use their authority to assist families that are in at risk, as well as children that are at risk. The training is delivered by using an experienced police officer as well as a child development specialist. The child development specialist is there to assist in helping officers understand how children grow, how they change as they get older, and how their views on police officers change. By being able to give officers this information, the hope is to make them more effective in dealing with children as they come about them in their day-to-day duties. The video segments that are included in the training are actual film footage of ride-alongs with police, dealing with children in a variety of situations, from just casual encounters on the streets through very intense conflict calls on the streets as well. The hope of the training and also discussion that comes out of the training programs as they're being delivered is to allow officers to model ways that they can use this in their daily work in dealing with police. Some of the goals that we try to attempt to achieve through the training is to raise an officer's awareness of children mm-hmm. and how central they are to their work. To provide the modeling effects, as I've already said, to where they have some basis to draw on as they come across situations when they deal with police. To provide information on how children grow and how they change and how their perception then of police changes as they get older. The hope is to describe ways that police can use their authority to help children and families that are at risk. A major part of the training is to identify partners that can assist the police, and that's the second half of the training, the afternoon half, involve us actually bringing in community partners and establishing dialogues. If there is a working relationship there, to see how well it's working, see if it can be improved. If there isn't, to look at possible solutions that police can use through community partners as well. And then the hope is to be able to build model collaboratives from that as well.
Okay. So, Annette, can you describe the National Rollout Program as well as the funding source, the purpose, goals, agencies, and partnership for the grant, and where and how sites have been selected so far?
The program is funded by the Department of Justice COPS Office. It provides the Pittsburgh-based Fred Rogers Company an opportunity to scale up the one-on-one Connecting Cops and Kids training program. We plan to hold approximately 20 to 25 day-long training sessions for the law enforcement officers across the country in the next several months. Fred Rogers Company has partnered with the Institute for Youth Education and Families at the National League of Cities in order to recruit applicants. The National League of Cities posted the RFP, the request for proposal, on their site, and applicants submitted them by the end of March 2011. NLC's extensive membership base and communications network of mayors, police chiefs, and other stakeholders provided a wide platform for recruitment. Applications were then carefully screened, and selections of host sites was based on a wide range of criteria. Geographically, so far, we have applicants and selected host sites, we're calling them host sites, that span California, Washington State, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Tennessee, Georgia, Ohio, Alabama, and that's just the beginning of them.
Absolutely. Okay.
So, Richard, if the goal of the program is for officers to increase their effectiveness when interacting with children, are you anticipating other positive impacts on community policing efforts as a result of training?
Absolutely. One-on-one embraces the very basic tenets of community policing. It's designed to build long-term relationships within the community that the officer serves in, and to establish relationships between the children and the teenagers of that community, along with their families, the police agency, both individual officers and the department, hopefully, and the community partners that can be of assistance to these children and their families. What police officers need to realize that the children that they are dealing with today will be the adults of the community that they are still going to be serving in throughout their career. So it's very important to try to build these relationships early, because building them can have a positive impact. And what I anticipate coming from the concepts that are presented in one-on-one training is a continuance of these positive relationships between the police and the children they deal with, continuing that through as these children become the adults within the community where these officers serve.
Great. And Annette, can you talk about where you've been and what you've learned so far in this rollout process?
One, I want to back up for a minute and say that specific to this rollout process, we hope that there are a few outcomes. And one is an opportunity for the host sites to adopt and institutionalize the Cops and Kids training program. Another is to expand our trainer base so that there are more individuals across the country who are qualified and interested in delivering the one-on-one cops and kids training to even more people. And then third is an increased opportunity to do what Rich just said, and that is to have police departments build stronger collaborative relationships with social service agencies. Now, where we've been, the Cops and Kids was originally released in 2004, In 2005 and 6, it was piloted in and around the Pittsburgh area. In 2008 and 9, Department of Justice, Juvenile Justice Demonstration Programs, we had funding to spread it through southwestern Pennsylvania. So by the time 2010 came, we had reached 225 officers. Now, this grant, this rollout grant, gives us an opportunity to go across the nation. So far, in this grant, we've been to Nashville and to Youngstown, Ohio, and we're continuing to schedule.
Great. So if someone wanted to learn more, who should be contacted?
They could contact Annette directly. It'd be Annette Centella, and her number is 412-650-3108. Or by email at Centella, which is S-A-N-T-E-L-L-A, at Fred Rogers, FREDROGERS.org, or directly at the Cops and Kids website, which is www.copskids.org.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The COPS Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.